Yes, Ms. Thornton?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Ms. Thornton, this is Frida. They finally did email me back. The account number was wrong. Instead of it being 7753, it went to 7754. So, yeah. So, you can contact your bank to see if they returned it. Once it's, I know this is a horrible time for this. If they returned it, it will reflect on your tracker, and we will have to correct it again and get it off. So, because it's going to kick, she said it could take the bank 2 days to realize it's an error, because it's not showing in their system as of yet that it's an error.
And what if it went to somebody's account? What if that's an open account and it went to somebody's account and someone spent that money?
It still should kick it back because the name doesn't match.
Have the bank have not? My mom had someone put unemployment in her account, and it took them like over a month to even take that back, like literally. And my mom has like a credit union, and that was from like the state of Illinois. And my mama is retired. And she woke up with like $10,000 in her account, and it took them over a month to even take that out, literally.
Okay. I tell you what, I want you to contact your bank. Hold on to me. And.
Because I got a payment that's going to be posted tomorrow, and it's going to this wrong account still, and it's been 5 weeks, and I have not worked in 5 weeks.
I understand. Hold on. Yeah. Just hold on.
Who put that in like that? Like, who put 5-4 when I kept saying my account number is 5? Like,
I have no idea.
Wow. 3 and 4 does not sound nothing alike. So,
Exactly. But I figured it had to be that. So, can you look at your phone?
Okay.
Okay, and we'll go from there, okay?
Ma'am.
And we'll go from there, okay? So
okay.
Let me know, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you, and if nothing else, thank you for calling the Alabama Department of Labor Claims Division, and enjoy your day, Ms. Thornton, okay?
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, leave me alone.